The name of the this is Dr. Olivero, dictating in February 3rd, 2023. The name of the patient is Nelson Moody. The last name is M-O-O-D-Y. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 70-year-old white male that is originally from Maine. M-A-I-N. M-A-I-N-E, in Maine, the state, and that has a lengthy history, more than 20 years of diabetes mellitus with eye compromise and kidney compromise. The patient has been maintaining a GFR that is between 18 mLs per minute and 22 mLs per minute, with a significant amount of proteinuria, 7. The patient has been referred to the Portland, Maine Medical Center for kidney transplant, and the evaluation, it is complete, and the possibility of a living related donor has been entertained, and is possible if the match is agreeable for transplant, period. The patient is completely asymptomatic. He follows the blood pressure. He has a blood pressure log in which the blood pressure readings are acceptable, the body weight, and he knows about the management of his disease. Period. In that regard, we are going to continue the follow-up in a couple of months. Number two, the patient has a history of anemia. Today, the patient has a hemoglobin of 9.4. Period. In the past, he has been referred to the hematologist, and infusions of iron have been given 3 times. My recommendation, since he is down here for a short period of time, is to take one tablet of iron PO every day. Following number, vitamin D deficiency, he takes cholecalciferol, 1,000 units daily. The levels are 20, which is far from the optimal level. For that reason, we're going to increase this to 2 tablets, which is 2,000 units on daily basis. Following number, the patient has a nephrotic syndrome. Unfortunately, there is nothing that we can do different from the tight blood sugar control and tight blood pressure control. He was taken off the lisinopril, and he's not a candidate for SGLT2 inhibitor or the administration of Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, period, due to the fact that he has such a low GFR. Following number, the patient has a BMI of 35.2. He was explained about the morbidity that is associated to obesity. The recommendation is a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours, and most importantly, the patient has to follow a plant-based diet. We are going to reevaluate this case in a couple of months. Paragraph. In reviewing the referral, I spent 20 minutes in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.